This is the Voice of Victory with the presiding bishop of Victory Bible Church International, Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy. We are blessed with growing and thriving churches within and outside Ghana, and our mission is to convert people within our community in all creative ways, developing them into fully functioning followers of Christ. Now, today's message, hear the voice of the Spirit as you listen to the Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy.
This is Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy inviting you to reading my Bible again. In reading my Bible again, we seek to go over the scriptures over and over again so we'll gain some more clarity and understanding. It's so vital because as you mature and as you grow, you need to continually be reading your Bible. Things like even anxiety, when people are anxious. And one of the things Jesus came to address, he said, no, you are more than dust. He kept repeating it. He said, don't ask yourself, what are we going to eat? What will happen tomorrow? He said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So Jesus was calling our attention to the fact that you are more than a body. You are more than a body. Unfortunately, we go to school, we're educated, our body is educated, but only few people take time to actually educate the mind, which is the soul part of us, our mind. In fact, it comes to the area of the emotions, but I would take my time so that I don't confuse you. And so when the Bible talks about the soul, is talking about the fact that don't forget that there's a biological dimension of you. There's a physical dimension of you. The biological dimension, the physical dimension is what will one day we are going to shed off. We are going to put it down. But the soulish dimension, the psyche, when we are talking inside, they say psyche. The psyche dimension is the one that we're not going to throw away. So sometimes you can see somebody disturbed, worried, and then medical science will give you medication and it will help you. What is helping is a physical part of you, but the soulish part of you actually needs the one that created it, and that is God, to be able to survive. That is why Jesus clearly said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? And so many people unconsciously, we go for the physical, we go for the dust dimension, the dust dimension. Last week, I gave an example and I kept doing this, that Jesus said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What do you get when you gain the whole world? And so I said, if you put the whole world on a scale and you put the human soul on a scale, the soul is so vital, so important, such that we need to give a lot of attention to the soul dimension, which comes out of your soul, which results in your mind, your will, and your emotions. You need to be alert, because sometimes the physical aspect of you, the biological aspect of you, your brain could be communicating to you something very wrong. An example, nobody likes me. I am unlovable. I will be alone. I am unlovable. I will be alone. You now have to ask yourself the question, who is communicating? Is it my brain? Or is my mind? Because my mind is me. Your mind is you. It's your soul that runs you. It's just like a computer. A computer without a software. A computer without a software. Or a phone without an operating system. You only have something that is physical, like these you know, tablets I have in front of me. But what you need to run it is an operating system. It's just like getting a phone. You have a phone, but without an operating system, the phone is dead. So the Bible says that the body without the spirit is dead. And so in studying about the soul, we are saying, look, your soul is so vital. Your soul is so vital. Don't forget, your soul is so vital. That is why the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. There are many of us, we don't focus on our soul. We don't have time for our soul. That is why Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Matthew 16:26. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So your soul is so vital. But we go to educate the body. We go to give attention to the body. And for everything, we give attention to the body. It's important that you have an attention for your soul, because Jesus said it, Matthew 16:26, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Matthew 16:26. So the soul makes one's life out of many elements, but it is you. I want you to know yourself. Let me give you an example. Now, you could be hearing messages like, everyone else seems to be doing things correctly. What's wrong with me? Why can't I do the things right? You know what is happening to you? What's happening to you? You are getting a message. And the message you are getting sometimes is not from you at all, but from the external. Sometimes there is external pressure on you. Sometimes there's external pressure. You're observing the things that are around you. But do you know that there is somebody on the inside of you, which is your living soul, who would help you to conquer? Now, sometimes you have craving for things. But if you give yourself a certain time frame, you realize that, no, this is coming from the physical dimension of me, and it's not coming from the spiritual dimension of me. And what the enemy does is to put pressure on the physical, on the external, the cravings on the physical, on the external. And so what happens to you as a person, what happens to you as a human soul, is that you get confused and you get worried. That is why Paul said, though the outward man perishes, the inward man is our soul. The inward man is renewed day by day. Remember, Jesus said it, that what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So your soul is so vital. And remember, your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. So you need to be aware. So sometimes you would say, oh, I am anxious. What makes me so anxious? Sometimes somebody will say, I feel a pit in my stomach. I feel butterflies in my stomach. Sometimes there is sweating. Sometimes you are sweating. It's just like going to a medical doctor. He's taking your pressure. And as he's measuring your blood pressure, your body begins to become tight, and your body is in a what? It's in a fright mode. It's beginning to fight. So there are people, anytime they go to a doctor or they are in front of a nurse, when their pressure is taking, it goes through the top. And actually, that is not their real pressure. I think the medical field calls it the white coat syndrome. The white coat syndrome. Studying about the real you. About the real you. And the real you is the one that controls your physical body, which the Bible sometimes refers to it as the flesh. So the real you, which is your soul, which is your soul. So I was sharing with you things like anxiety, butterflies in my stomach, heart beating fast, So sometimes when your heart is beating fast, do you know the Bible has answers to all these things? Fear. When sometimes you are sad and you are depressed. You know, there are people who cannot control these things. And one area is when we worry. When we worry. Do you know that there is no worry that you cannot overcome? But we worry because we look at the external. But there is somebody, the inner you, which is your soul, which Satan wants to grab. What he wants to grab is that he puts pressure from the external so that it can get your soul. What Satan really wants is our soul. It's our soul. So he puts things like fatigue, feeling, you know, scared, feeling helpless and hopeless, having a physical craving for something. And so all these uncomfortable sensations are coming from the external of us. But because the external, our body and our soul is fused together, so we tend not to be able to identify, to discern, to be able to say no. Because one of the things we will be learning is things like meditation, meditating in the word, things like slowing down. When you slow down, things like taking hurry out of our lives. That is why the Bible talks about wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So when you wait upon the Lord, you'll be able to tell that, no, this is coming from the external. This is coming from my body. And it's not coming from my soul, the real me, my real self. That is why you need it. And so the Bible recommends, and I'm going to be sharing as we go on, the Bible recommends things that we need to do. So when we do, we'll be able to discover our real self. That is why some people have what we call retreat. They slow down so they can identify their soul and their real self. What I'm sharing with you, a friend needs it. Because when people have some of these uncomfortable sensations, and because they do not know their soul, they tend to give certain kind of habitual responses. And so there are people that they will use drugs or use alcohol in order to put themselves in shape. There are people that will go for shopping. There are people that will start eating, excessive eating. There are people that will get involved in kinds of sexual relationship. Why? Because what is happening to them is coming from the external pressure. Because the body itself has its own way of storing messages. Your body can store messages. Your body can store messages like, I'm not beautiful. I'm not beautiful. Your body can store messages like, I'm a very bad person. Your body can store messages like, I'm stressed. I just need to get out of my head. And I'm not going to make it in life. And so what happens is, there are some people, like their body, the fuse in their body is going berserk. And by the time you realize, the fuse in their body will blow, but they have not blown. And so when you're able to identify their soul, that is why we are studying about the human soul. If we're able to identify the real you, the true self, the real you, the true self, for Jesus, he took time to let them understand who they are, the real who they are, by taking them to the mountain of transfiguration. And then when he prayed, remember Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. This our body, oh, forget. It doesn't really like, unless you have to train it. That is why you can train your body, and you can let your body build a habit. And so we need to know the real you. The real you. The real Jew, the true Jew, is the one that Jesus is saying, give that one to me. Give me your soul. And then when you give your soul to me, then I would give you the real you. And the real you is when you have joined with me. And so I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to let you know that you can let Jesus Christ become the real you. When Jesus Christ becomes your real self, your real life, and then that way you can rule and reign in life. You can rule and reign in life. That is why Jesus kept saying, look, you are spiritual in substance. Then he kept saying, you are a what? An unceasing spiritual being. And he's saying, you are never going to go out of existence. There's nothing you can do about it. And who is he talking to? Is he talking to your outer body, or is talking to your spirit? He's actually talking to your spirit. And so there are many things that we need to do in order for our soul care. In fact, in the ancients, they call Jesus the doctor of the soul. Doctor of the soul. And I'll tell you some of the diseases and some of the sicknesses of the soul. Because the external is always rushing you. The external is telling you, oh, I'm not going to make it. Things are going to be very difficult. That is the external. But you are supposed to drive, you are supposed to control the external from the soul dimension. And the soul dimension is made up of your will, your emotions, and your mind. It looks like I'm focusing on your mind. I wish you could tell somebody and tell yourself, I'm bigger and I'm better than my brain. And you could say to yourself, I have a brain, but I am not my brain. I have a brain, but I am not my brain. Because your brain could also form habits. Could form habits. Habits of tiredness. But actually, your soul, which is your mind, an aspect of your mind, controls the body. In fact, that is why David said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. So your soul needs to be restored. Your soul needs to be what? Restored. Your soul, very vital. Unfortunately, there are many of us, we have been trained in our body, but not our soul part. Not our soul part. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that your soul is the real you. God said, let us make man in our image. And he breathed into the dust. And then man became a living soul. And Jesus is saying, what shall I profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? In fact, the psalmist said in Psalm 42 from verse 1 and 2, it said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for thee. So it's not your body. Your body does not thirst for God. Your body is not willing. There is an aspect of you that wants to pray. There is an aspect of you that says, for all the things that I have gotten, what is it up to if you don't take care of your soul? In fact, that is why Jesus said to the young man who has gathered so much, and then Jesus said to him, and what did Jesus say? Jesus said to him, thou fool, today your soul will be required of you. So your soul, that is why gradually many of us have forgotten things like soul winning. When we go for soul winning, we are not going to be talking about the buildings the person has, the cars the person has. Unfortunately, for many of us, gradually in the church, we want to show the things we have physical. It's vital. It's important that God blesses you. But your soul, don't leave the care of your soul. Because in the book of Revelation 18, 13, what Satan wants is the soul. He wants to buy it. They can trade for your soul. You can sell your soul. You can sell it easily. You can sell it. In fact, when you read the book of Matthew chapter 11, it said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest," rest, rest, "unto your soul." You will find rest unto your soul. "But for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You will find rest unto your soul. I pray for you that as you share this link, as you talk to somebody, you come to understand the real you, the true self, who you are. Because what the enemy wants is actually, he wants your soul life. Let me read this scripture again in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 13. It says what? "And this is the business that Babylon does." This is what the great Babylon does, the merchants of the world. It says from verse 13, "And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep, horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men," and souls of men. Then it goes on in verse 14, "And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee." The fruits that thy soul lusted are departed from thee. Have you ever had time to give real time to your soul? Do you really have time to make time for your soul life? It's so important that we look at our soul. I want you to understand that the brain receives inputs and generates passive side of experience, whereas your mind, which comes from your soul, is active, focusing attention and making decisions. Because if you don't make decisions, somebody will make decisions for you. And the one that will make decisions for you is your body. It's like not when you don't have self-control. You don't have self-control. And sometimes our body also builds habits. So I want you to understand that biology is not your destiny. Biology is not your destiny. Your destiny is coded in your soul. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Why study the soul? Then we will link it to why pray, why fast, why are we generous, why do we want to travel light in this world, so that we don't sell our soul, we don't exchange our soul. I want you to know that you are more than biology. Can I say it again? And say with me and write down there and say that biology is not my destiny. Biology is not my destiny. I am not the thoughts that come to me. I control the thoughts that come to me. Let me give you another one more. I control my emotions. My emotions do not control me. Can I say it again? It's just like, as it were, you are depending on the physical alone. You are depending on the physical. And that is one of the things Jesus tried to let us understand. That what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Now, Jesus is saying, if you gain your soul, if you give your soul to him, you win your soul, then all these other things will follow you. All these other things will follow you. In fact, your destiny, your future, your wealth, your peace, your blessing is all encoded in this soul. And that is why Satan always wants the human soul. That is why he wants a human soul. And the human soul could be sick. What kind of sickness attacks the human soul? The things that attack the human soul is one of the things which is called sin. Sin. By the grace of God, I've written a book. And the book deals with sin from not from an organic dimension, rather than a legal dimension, an organic dimension. You know, there are things you do and you ask yourself, so who am I? Why am I going through all these problems? Why am I going through all this difficulty? I want you to know that you are, biology is not your destiny. Biology is not your destiny. I want you to remember that sometimes your brain sends you false messages all throughout the day. You are useless. You can't amount to anything. But when you know your soul, you know the real you that God created, you'll be able to overcome. There are what we'll call feelings. You know, for every thought, feelings follow it. So for everything you are thinking, for every feeling you have, there's a thought. Because God created us such that thoughts are followed by feeling. So if you are feeling down, then there is a thought. And that thought could be coming from your biological side, from your physical side, than your soul life. And so today, I want to encourage you that as we are taking time to understand, why do we have to know our soul? There are people who don't know their soul. They know there is an inner dissatisfaction. There is an emptiness. But they don't know what that emptiness is. And that thing that makes you feel empty and makes you feel that there is more to life than all the physical things I have is your soul. So why do we study the soul? That then, so that you will know your true self. There are people who drink. There are people who go after sex, they go after physical things, but unfortunately, they don't know the real self, which is the soul, which Satan wants to have. But Jesus said, give me your soul. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Don't lose your soul, for he that winneth souls is wise. If there's anybody there, you don't know Jesus as your soul doctor, you don't know Jesus as your soul carer, I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will give your soul to him. Hand over your soul to him, because that is what Satan wants. So Jesus is saying, let me be the one that will control your soul. And then when I control your soul, then you will become the original intention by which you rule and reign in life. I'm giving you an altar call. An altar call in your room, in your car, wherever you are and you are listening to me, that you would invite Jesus as the real doctor for your soul. Don't forget that your soul is what matters, and your soul is what Satan wants. So exchange your soul, give it to Jesus, so that Jesus would drive your soul. Remember, you are more than biology. Remember, you are more than biology, and biology is not your destiny. So that when you feel things in your body, then immediately you go for it. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. And I pray that our understanding, our eyes will be open, that what we feel in our soul can be satisfied. Jesus said, follow me. And when you follow him, he would give you rest for your soul. May you find rest for your soul in Jesus' name. God richly bless you, and I want to encourage you, be a follower of the Lord Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory from Victory Bible Church International. We believe in the ability of God's word to change lives. So, having been blessed by today's message, please find time to visit our
in Kumasi. Visit Victory Bible Church at Stadium Hotel to 4 Junction Road, 2 houses from Kiapakoko Company. You can call us on 0264-652078 or 0244-464571
or any of our branches wherever you may be. For more information, You can visit our website www.vbcint.com or www.takiyaboy.com. Takiya Boy is spelled T-A-C-K-I-E-Y-A-R-B-O-I. Please send your mails to takiyaboy@gmail.com or vbcint@gmail.com. For your prayer request or prompt response, send your short SMS
0264-652078 or 0244-464571.
And for daily inspirational messages from the Bishop, send VBCI to short code 1496. Victory Bible Church International. Jesus is our victory, for there is no God like Jehovah.
There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah.